Ladies and gentlemen, this is your not a spoiler warning spoiler condom. All you have to do is take the condom out of your wallet and then check whether it's expired. If it is, toss it. If it isn't, put it right back in and go along your merry way.
And you can leave it there this time because you don't need it. Welcome to a spoiler-free edition of the Black Tower Podcast.
Indeed.
It's great.
It's fantastic. It's nice. I didn't have to do any of my potential jobs.
I like it.
This has been like a trend for Josh like the last couple times. Just taking over and doing the intro.
I didn't mean to. You know what? Here we go. We'll fix it.
Negative, sir.
To be fair, as we said, like that informal stuff online, Josh is pretty good at it. I'm not saying he should always take over, but like Josh is actually pretty good at it. So it's at least not bad.
Yeah. I mean, who's supposed to do intro is just so that we have somebody if everybody's just kind of like, personally, I don't care.
Maybe but, we should just yes. make Josh for the intro person. Josh will always introduce the episode. I will always introduce the topic. Andrew will always do the plugs. Amazing. We've got everybody.
I got to shorten those plugs down. Might be something I tried to work on the weekend.
No,
there you go.
We're still waiting on answers for like the keynotes for those.
That's right. Yeah.
So, and there's only one person I can really bug. They can really bug somebody else. Do that.
That's fair.
But yes. So this is, as Daniel has said, this is going to be a we project for it to be a spoiler free episode. If anything comes up and it looks like it's going to spoil it, we'll give you a spoiler warning. Then I'll make some super crappy graphic thing and like MS Paint. It looks like
a
Wonder Woman got a hold of.
Yeah.
Isn't it Paint 3D now?
Yeah, but I think you can still get the retro version.
Both iterations. Yeah.
I think I have both. Hold on, let me look.
That'd be
Paint.
Funny.
I do have. I have both. I have regular Paint and Paint 3D.
So I do apologize, everyone, for us coming to you a little late today. That is on me today. There's a little bit of a fun story that goes along with it, just because everything this weekend was weird. So for those of you who didn't know or were not paying attention to our Discord this weekend, we did go to JordanCon, and all three of us were there. But we came in staggered. Andrew actually got in there Thursday afternoon or evening. Andrew?
I'm sorry.
Did you get there on Thursday afternoon or evening?
Yeah, I was like typing a message. So we've already had one patron that was supposed to have the patron roles and didn't. So I'm just putting a message in the general common room. It's like, hey, if you're a patron and you can't see the channels, DM me with your Patreon name so that I can give them to you. But I got in. I left at about 5 a.m. Eastern Thursday morning. Definitely not Tuesday morning. and I got into... weird. I got into Atlanta right around 2. Like, I walked in the lobby of the hotel at, like, 1359 or 159.
Okay, so you were there in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So he was there, you know, a day before the convention started. Actually, almost 24 hours before the convention started. And then Josh got there Friday afternoon morning. And then Daniel was supposed to get there at 1:30 in the afternoon on Friday as well. But unfortunately, he went with a discount airline. And I don't want to use a real airline, so I'm just going to make one up. Let's call it Spirit Airlines.
Purely hypothetical. Any semblances to actual people or entities is purely coincidental.
Indeed. So I was supposed to leave at 6 a.m. our time, my time, so 9 p.m. Eastern. 9 a.m. 6 a.m., 9 a.m. on Friday morning and get there Friday afternoon. But unfortunately, about not a little over 2 hours, between 2 and 3 hours before the flight, they canceled my flight. So then they got me on another one that left like 12, 15 hours later. And I got on that one, but it went to Fort Lauderdale and there was a layover and it got delayed quite a bit. in Fort Lauderdale. So I didn't actually end up making it. Yeah. So I ended up making it to JordanCon on Saturday at about 3 p.m. So just to keep that going, my flight back actually was totally fine. But when I went to work on Monday, everything was off because originally they had scheduled me for Saturday and Sunday. And those were supposed to be my first 2 days of server training. And the way that it works over at Cheesecake Factory is that you follow a server for your day one, and then you share a section for day two. And then on day three, you get a small section just by yourself. So when I went in on Monday, they were like, hey, so you're ready for your small section, right? And I was like, absolutely, but that's also not what I'm supposed to be doing. And they were like, isn't it day three? And I was like, it's actually day one. I know what happened. They didn't actually shift anything over. They just took me off of Saturday and Sunday. And so then I went in today and the same thing happened where they had me on day four. So I was supposed to get there at 10 and leave at 3:30 when relief happened. But then instead I was being on day two instead of day four. So then they were like, oh, okay, well then you should really be here at 11 and then you're gonna be here until 6 p.m. And I was like, no. That's no good. I'm already here at 10. Can we get any of that already done? And they were like, yeah, we can actually do some of it beforehand, but we'll still need you here until like 4:30. And I was like, all right, 4:30 I can do. 4:30 is fine. But they were like, you'll actually get off closer to 5 because we actually have to do this stuff as well. And I was like, actually, for the last couple of days, or you know, every day that I've been training, it's actually been really, really fast that I've gotten that stuff done. So yeah, it'll be closer to 5, I promise. I got out at 4:35 because the trainer I had was great and they got through that stuff immediately at the end. And I was like, excellent. But then of course I had to drive home.
Yeah. So before we get too much further into the recent activities of our lives, ultimately culminating for this past weekend with JordanCon, if you haven't already, go over to www.blacktowerpod.com, where you can find links to all of our stuff, all of our merch stores. We have some forums there that you can chat around in. There's also an invite link to our Discord if you haven't already joined, and it looked like tweeting that out for the first time in probably a year and a half. I got some people into the Discord so they can join in and enjoy the conversations that we have there. It is, as far as the comm room goes, majorly spoiler free. We are trying to stay on top of that and make sure that we get rid of any spoiler comments since we created spoiler sections per book. So there's a channel for you to come in and tell us, hey, what point have you read through and completed in the books, and then a role, that we can take and give you so that you can see up through where you have actually finished to chat in a different category. Down below those kind of links, there's also a link to the Patreon. So if you want to be able to listen to our live recordings, if you want to be able to get our bi-monthly stickers for patrons, if you weren't one of the lucky few that were able to cop a coin at JordanCon and you would like one, Patreon is where you're going to find those. And there are some other tiers that will allow you to get merch at specific intervals. And we're much closer now than we were to reaching the point where we standardize. This is the month. These are the months that all of this comes out. As for your benefits, they are all tracked based off of first charge, essentially. So once Patreon charges you the first time, that's when your benefits are due, just in case, you know, maybe anybody doesn't really get how Patreon works or kind of what that entails. But we definitely notice and go ahead and shout you out upon you joining. Now, below that, there's a list that probably sorely needs an update for our current patrons. But next to it, there's an image to a chibi, image of a chibi. It doesn't take you to a chibi. It is a chibi drawn by Memo Art. That is a link to our channel sponsor, and we'll talk about them in just a moment. And further down, well, actually in between that and the stuff I talked about earlier, because I don't remember the own layout of our website, we have a thing called Dragon Sworn on Demand, where you can take and you can watch the five most recent YouTube videos that aren't always the exact same as the five most recent podcast episodes. And right next to that is another playlist where you can listen to the five most recent podcast episodes. That is actually definitely going to be different than our YouTube listing, because there may or may not have been something that we recorded over the weekend that will be audio only. It's been a long time since we've done an audio only shindig. So that will be coming there. So be on the lookout for that. Now, once I filled Snakes and Foxes, I completely plugged Snakes and Foxes. Now they had to leave. So once you're done checking out everything at blacktowerpod.com and you've made sure that you found everything you needed there, make sure you go and please check out. And if nothing else, show some love to our, to the podcast sponsor, AKA channel sponsor, AKA Josh's better half, the Crystal Barista. She has an entire website dedicated to minerals and rocks, to rock hounding equipment, all things of that nature. A Facebook where you can catch amazing deals on the minerals and rocks and geodes and kind of stuff that, she purveys. That's the word, right? Yeah, purveys.
Yes.
And as well as the Facebook, there's an Instagram, and you can kind of follow both of those to get the heads up on when the Crystal Barista is going to be running events, be they static events where you come to like a convention center and you peruse this whole event, because she does put on amazing events.
She does.
Or whether she's going to lead some like rock hounding adventures. So, but definitely go and check out the Crystal Barista. If you're into minerals, just because you're into rocks and minerals, or for the healing properties and mystical properties of them, or if you just think they look neat and you're looking for a cool little, you know, trinket or rock or piece of jewelry of that sort to give to somebody in your life, head on over to thecrystalbarista.com. And let them know that the let them know, and I'm saying them because yes. Josh has to deal with it too. That the Black Tower podcast sent you.
Now, let's be honest, she runs the thing, she's the brains behind the operation.
She is. So, if you send a message,
I am
to the
manual
Crystal,
labor.
Yes, I was gonna say, if you send a message to Crystal Barista, she will take care of it. If you send an order to Crystal Barista, he may box it. It just
I may have to, I'm either one boxing it, so yeah.
Indeed. Also, indeed. If you've noticed, we are actually laughing quite a bit because I don't know why it feels like it's been an age since we've seen these people. We literally just did an episode last Tuesday. It's not like we actually missed Tuesday's episode or anything.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It feels like we haven't seen these people, or we haven't, you know, talked to our Patreons and everything in a while, for some reason to me. And so we're cracking up Snakes and Foxes and Sexy Morshadi and all of our patrons over in the live recordings discussion are making us laugh. So honestly, again, we try not to be shameless or anything like that, even though we are shameless. But if you are even thinking about, you know, coming over and checking out our Patreon, I can't recommend it enough. I mean, it's super, super fun. Actually being here with us in the live recordings and being able to break Josh regularly and the other two of us sometimes is a huge, fun, exciting thing that happens every Tuesday. So if you are not currently our Patreon, for as literally the listening to the live recordings is $1 a month. It is, or anything higher. I mean, it's not just $1, but is as low as $1 a month. And we'd love to have you come on over and check it out. We have so much fun, and honestly, the Patreons make it so much more fun. So definitely, if you want to join in on that, we'd love to have you. And then, you know, check out the other benefits as well, because we do have some cool things going on, and we'd love to have you there as well. But definitely, the live recordings are, so come on down and check it out.
But, yeah, with those a kind of first of the show plugs done, because if you haven't noticed, we try to do two at the beginning and two at the end, so you're not
overloaded,
berated by a bunch, especially before I get around to shortening them down. which, if y'all help me remember to do that this weekend. Because I should be able to shorten them down to about 30 seconds a piece. And if y'all want to do one of them and can have it done by next recording, let me know.
No, I definitely will.
Yeah. So, yeah, with that said, this is our first recording after our very first JordanCon.
Oh, yeah,
shit. I feel like a different person.
According to our schedule, this is actually coming out not the week after, but 2 weeks after. Which is totally fine, but now as I sound recording, weird.
We just finished it.
But exactly.
We're giving you a break from everybody and us talking about JordanCon.
Yeah.
To listen to last week's episode where we did our background breakdown of Varen.
Yes, which was excellent, by the way. I actually really liked that episode. Also, because it felt like we didn't get super bogged down in the like nitty gritty of Varen, like just talking about all of the like individual things we did. It was more overarching. Anyway, I know we already did a whole episode.
So this way, as soon as you think everything online has calmed down from JordanCon, bam, we turn around and hit you with another
episode. We're coming right back at you.
So that's how the release schedule is going to kind of work. And if you're a patron and you didn't get to listen live or you missed part of the live recording, we do our best. And by we, I mean I, because I do the editing and it's often my fault whenever things don't get out on time. But I do my best to take and get these episodes out at least 5 to 7 days prior to their release. This one, I have plenty of time. I don't really have an excuse. So,
you don't need an excuse.
Eh.
I mean, Josh and I just fuck up regularly without excuses. So, all good.
Eh. No comment. Just kidding. but yeah, so JordanCon. What an experience. So this year's JordanCon was very much slimmed down from what it normally is. There were a lot of events that were normal annual traditions that were not able to happen because of pandemic related restrictions and safety guidelines and things of that nature. The convention itself was limited to 500 attendees, and I'm not sure, because I never asked, I probably could, but by the time I sent the message, asked, and came back, it'd be a moot point. I don't know if that included media passes and the staff and volunteers.
It did not.
Though many of the volunteers, I think, were attendees. I got a sneeze.
Bless you.
No, it was surprising how many volunteers there were.
Well, and I think, I mean, there were a number of people who we sat down and talked to, as well as, you know, myself personally. Once I actually knew when and where I could volunteer, because I was late, I did actually go over to the volunteer desk and talk to them, and they said that they had had so many people volunteer that they didn't need me anymore.
They also sweetened it with the deal that I think one of anybody that volunteered would be entered in like a drawing to win one of the Robert Jordan signed book inserts.
Oh shit. Nice.
I think, yeah, I believe I saw that at least on Twitter. Now don't quote me on it because we all know, unless it's just abundantly stupid or funny, don't quote me on anything. But like if it's funny or stupid, like fine. If it's just inaccurate information, then you're just going to make us both look bad. So don't do that. You can make me look bad. That's fine. I don't care. Depending on how bad you're at me, look.
Guys already.
But
right.
So yeah, I got there Thursday afternoon, and Josh got there around. Well, he got in Atlanta around I think 11:30, 12 o'clock ish on Friday.
We were supposed to get there at like near the same time and be able to chill on the train together and all that. Man, wouldn't that have been nice?
That would have been nice.
Yeah, and then Daniel got in, like you said, about 3-ish on Saturday, called me, and I answered the phone, and it immediately hung up, and I'm like, oh, man, what's going on with the phone? Only to get bonked in the head by some JordanCon papers as Daniel surprised us from behind while we were sitting down at CatchCon.
Well, it was funny because I actually came out of, like, the registration room, and the way that the lobby was set up, there were like some pillars that were, you know, obviously like, you know, structural pillars. So you don't want to get rid of those in the lobby. But I couldn't see certain sections of the lobby. And so I walked out, looked over, and like I saw a bunch of people, but none of them looked like Josh and Andrew. So I was like, okay, pulled out my phone to call them, walked around the pillar. It rang one time. And then I saw Josh Andrew, and I was like, all right, well, now I feel like an asshole.
Probably helped, like, oh, look, there's this fat bearded guy that just answered his phone. That's probably Andrew, who I was calling.
I'm not going to lie. The person answering their phone was actually helpful to find you, but.
Yeah. So let's see. So Thursday evening. I got in and had about an hour to kill before check into the hotel that I booked that was way too far away, especially with I-85 traffic at 5 p.m. Fuck yourself, Georgia roads, specifically Atlanta. Fuck your roads.
Georgia roads,
take me home. Yeah, they'll take you home. You'll be stuck in traffic for an extra 20 minutes. No bullshit, the traffic jam because of the 5 p.m. traffic and an accident added 23 minutes to my travel from the hotel. From the hotel I was staying at to the hotel that was the Jordan Con venue. Gross. But so Thursday night around 5 o'clock, I left my hotel, got to the Jordan Con hotel a little bit before 6, parked in the farthest possible visitor spot because the signage wasn't that great. No, the hotel there for the venue is great. Right. Some of the signage that points like, hey, guests and visitors, you can park in this garage over here, would have been nice, but.
Oh, I believe
you. I also am half blind, it seems, when it comes to noticing signs. So, but I got there and...
I'm half blind at seeing signals. So
yeah,
I still wake up in the middle of the night in a cold sweat and go, oh my God, she was flirting with me.
Yeah, so got there, went down, hung out at the bar.
I have a couple of those.
Yeah.
Had a couple drinks and people were trickling in throughout the evening, and eventually I met up with Vance and then Jess from Tarvalon After Dark was there.
Tarvalon After Dark.
Yeah. Trying to think who
else. Wait, can you play the sound? Play the sound.
After Dark.
I didn't have there to sound like I should have.
Oh, you're good.
Yeah, but so I hung out with them. Who else was there? I think Master of the Deck was there.
Yes, we do have a fact check in the live discussion. Morshadi coming in clutch as always. That's about the time that FOMOCon started. So if you missed FOMOCon this year, I mean. Definitely, I think that this year, or the last year, 2020, and into 2021, but less so, has really shown us just how capable we are of doing things online. And again, I know that there were people who didn't know their plans until late, and therefore didn't secure a JordanCon ticket, as well as, you know, just couldn't get the time off, or any and of various things. Yes, anyone who had FOMO for FOMOCon, know that next year I can guarantee, even if it's, or even when JordanCon, you know, opens up more spots, because hopefully we'll actually be out of this by April of next year. And even when, you know, all of the different things are up and running, there will probably be an online presence for just about every convention, that at least that's not like, you know, super commercial. If it's whatever, there will be a virtual aspect of it of some kind. So keep a lookout for that. Definitely, you know, check out tweets and things like that, because they'll point you in the right direction. And FOMOCon, we opted in a few times and it was really fun. So those of you who were there, thank you very much. We did miss you a lot. And we do hope that you get a chance to actually attend in person next year. But we also totally understand everything that's going on.
So FOMOCon was organized by Malkyrie Rob, who you guys know. We've had him around. And then Snakes and Foxes, I think, also did it. We had Adalorna Sedai, who maintained it for a pretty long time. Was there anyone else?
You said Snakes and Foxes, right?
Yeah, I don't know about organizers. I mean, obviously there were attendees who were, you know, picking up slack, but I don't think there were any other like organizers.
Yeah.
So, but, so those are the main three.
I'm gonna move us along.
Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I don't have a choice this time because I don't want us to spend like 80% of the podcast talking about, oh, this is what we did then, and this is what we did.
Oh
then,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sure, no, sure, sure. Right. Yeah. Let's
recap. Kind of like what we actually want to talk about. Yeah. So if
let's
I come off
the recap.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about
good shit.
Background
until we get to the point
of
that
the three Ashiman from the Black Tower podcast.
Yeah. So until we at least get to the actual topic that we're supposed to be discussing for the episode.
Yes.
No. Sorry if I come off a bit dickish, but
no, you're not coming off.
But I am gonna. Audience. But don't be surprised if I'm like, all right, shut up. Anyway. So, but since we mentioned next year, the dates, I believe for next year's JordanCon is April 22nd through the 24th,
excellent.
I believe. So if you haven't heard or seen those somewhere else, go ahead and get those on your schedule so you can get the time off you need from work and go ahead and start making your plans to be there because you don't want to miss it. I hung around with it was like a good little handful of people down at the bar for a little bit. And then somebody mentioned that CouchCon was happening. And for CouchCon, when you come into the main level of the lobby of the Crown Ravina Plaza Hotel, there's actually a downstairs that takes you towards where the kitchen is and the bar is. But on that kind of main floor of the lobby, there's a section that is full of couches and chairs.
Yeah.
So that's where CouchCon comes from, and that's where CouchCon was held if you watched any of the Dusty Wheel live streams of CouchCon. And we went up
right
there.
In the main lobby.
It was like everybody was fucking there. Like Nablus was there. There were several content creators there, and I'm not going to, unless I have a picture in front of me, I'm not going to try to name everybody because I don't want to say that somebody was there and they weren't.
Yeah, don't worry about it. But yeah, it was basically the Super Smash Brothers Ultimate of JordanCon. Everyone was there.
That's a really nice way to put it.
Yeah. But hung out there, and I admit to only go and hang out until like maybe 9, 10 o'clock and then go back to the hotel to get plenty of rest for the main festivities. Yeah, I left at 2 a.m. and incurred story the wrath of the bad karma of leaving a gathering with Matt Hatch without first getting his approval.
Oof.
Because it was after that I lost my registration package where all like my badge and everything for JordanCon was. I wound up having an issue with the bike trying to leave.
That's then
I think when we found out shortly after we found out that Daniel's flight had been canceled, something happened with Josh. What happened to you like Friday? There was something that happened to you too that was, it wasn't like horrible, but it was fair. It was kind of negative. Can't remember what it was.
Remember, I thought your Friday actually went off without most of a hitch.
No, the recording stuff.
Technical
difficulties with the microphone.
This microphone right here that I always use. It's a USB microphone.
It's really weird
it's
to see it without the
microphone.
Circle flashing yellow at us.
Yeah, I've never seen it like that.
Yeah,
I plugged it into my laptop, and my laptop was like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Put that filthy ass microphone in my USB port.
Yeah. So that ended Thursday night. Got up the next morning, did what I had to do to get the bike up and running, and I have little videos and stuff of that, and that's gonna be another thing.
Yeah.
Pretty much got it done just in time to where Josh was pretty much at the hotel, was able to check in and all that kind of stuff. I then went to the Crown Ravina.
It's Crown Plaza at the Ravina.
What? I'm just gonna call it the Ravina.
That's fine. Yeah.
I don't ask me to remember the names. We all know I can't remember.
It's all good. I just want to make sure that people can actually look it up. The Ravina is the big plaza that it's in. It's actually a super nice plaza. The Crown Plaza is the name of the hotel.
Yes. So.
If you're ever curious of whether or not you got the name right, just take in Google where JordanCon is, and you'll see it.
Yeah.
But Daniel is
right. It's been there for a while. Lovely hotel, and they have a great relationship. JordanCon and the organizers have a great relationship with the hotel, and they do it there every year, or at least they have for many years going.
Yeah. Right. So I'm gonna try to call it the Crown Plaza.
Okay.
We'll see how well that goes. But again, parked in the farthest possible visitor parking spot. met Josh, dumped all of my gear off in Josh's room, and then we went downstairs. Yeah. and then we went downstairs. The people of JordanCon were kind enough to, after we explained that we had looked everywhere we could, and put out like a call to action on Twitter to try to find my stuff. They were kind enough to give me a new badge, which is actually the one that's hanging up right there, which I liked because a good thing to note if you don't want your last name to be out there, the badges, at least for this year, that were printed and very small text towards the bottom did include your the full name that you gave, which is, of course, for like identification purposes and things of that nature. But if you don't want that being seen, it might be worth making sure that you bring like a Sharpie or, you know, some kind of tape or something to cover that up if you don't want everybody to be able to see your full name. But the one they made for me only had the name that I gave them that I wanted displayed on the badge. So it was pretty fortunate there. So yeah, like that's that. So where Josh just says Joshua McElwain, mine just said Andrew Black Tower Podcast. And then of course it had my name below it and I think the registration number. So this is my actual badge.
Yep.
So I don't really care if people know my last name, but I don't necessarily want it printed on something I'm wearing around all day.
Yeah.
So then we got all that, got temperature checked and everything, and we went and kind of looked around a couple of the tables, checked out the game room, and from there it was pretty much hangout time. The panels, there were a good handful of panels that we really, really wanted to get to, but seating for the panels was limited to about 50 people, about 10% of the people even allowed to attend. And just very quickly, it was obvious that unless you were in line anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour prior to the panel starting, you weren't getting in. So
yeah, the biggest panels in the biggest room, like opening ceremonies, closing ceremonies, and anything else that was in that room had 112 seats, I found out. But any and all that weren't in that main room were anywhere from 50 to 100 seats, depending on which room it was.
Yeah. So if you were there and you were on a panel or sitting in listening to a panel and you didn't see us in there, it's not because we didn't care about the panels or not want to be in there. It was a combination of limited seating, losing track of time, and at least on my part, I can tell you, like, not wanting to miss out on what was happening out on the lobby floor, because definitely buy a ticket.
Yes.
Definitely buy a ticket, support JordanCon and what they do. I am not don't do that by any means, but had they not been able to give me another JordanCon badge, I still could have had just as amazing of a time, minus a couple little things and one really big thing.
Yeah.
By hanging out in the lobby with everybody else. But I wouldn't have had anything to put all the ribbons on. Right? So there's that. So Friday was a lot of hanging out.
Guys, just Jordan, I just want to throw out there, JordanCon is so much about the people. The panels are amazing. I'm not saying, and the panels are also run by the
keep
people.
Going. It's time so for like a
that makes sense. But the people are of JordanCon are what makes it. All of the extra stuff is exactly that. It's extra. And it's not bad. I certainly don't want to badmouth anything because it's not. It's awesome stuff. But the most important thing to JordanCon, the most important thing to most conventions, if I'm being completely honest, but definitely this one, are the people. Actually getting to meet the people that you've talked to online that, you know, this person lives in Canada, and so I never actually get to see them because, you know, they live elsewhere or whatever. That kind of stuff is truly amazing. So definitely, if you get a chance to come, if you get a chance to get a ticket, get a ticket. There are absolutely things that you miss out on if you don't have a JordanCon ticket and can't do JordanCon things. However, I would not decry you showing up to JordanCon and getting a room at the Crown Plaza, even if you don't have a JordanCon ticket, because I attended this many panels. Now, granted, I also showed up an entire day and a half late, but I attended this many panels, and I still had an amazing time.
It was funny. Daniel showed up literally like 15 minutes before we, or before Dusty Wheel went live for CouchCon on Saturday. And the main question we were asked is like, oh, how was your experience with JordanCon been so far? And I think even Matt was like, oh, well, you kind of just got here, but.
Yeah. So what has been your literally experience got of there. These 10 minutes that you've been in JordanCon?
Well, so far I walked in the door, bonked with my co-host on the head, and now I'm sitting here live in front of a live studio audience.
Well, and the fun thing was.
It literally was a Saturday evening live.
It was. The Dusty Wheel is filmed in front of a live studio audience.
Yeah, that was good. The fun thing for me was you had so many things happening. And as we'll get into in like the last portion of this episode, there were so many things we didn't know about and so many things we had to learn about.
Yes.
And
there's a learning curve on JordanCon, and there's nothing wrong with
it. But even despite that, like, I don't want you to feel intimidated or feel like, oh shit, I need to study up before I go. You guys, we showed up like most of our episodes completely unprepared. And we still had a blast.
Just like one of our episodes.
And the attending zero panels thing, like, that wasn't because we were like, whatever, we're just going to sit in the lobby. No, because of COVID restrictions, we had chairs that were 6 feet apart. And so the attendance was, you know, we had fewer people attending, sure. But because of the COVID restrictions, attendance in the physical actual panels themselves were also extremely limited. So you had to show up like 45 minutes to an hour in advance to get a seat in some of these panels. And, you know, and then most of them were live streamed as well. So what you had was the panel going on in the panel room. Then you had people in the lobby watching it live stream on a laptop or in their hotel room or at the bar or wherever it was, live stream at the laptop, watching the panel. And it was just, it was really cool how involved everyone was in the con without being involved in the con. Yep. Now, I do have confirmed there were several people in attendance, by that I mean in the lobby hanging out with us, that did not have a JordanCon pass.
Correct.
They were locals in Atlanta, and they were like, oh my God, JordanCon, I'm going to show up and see if I can hang out. And they just hung out and partied with us all weekend, and it was amazing.
So I'll quickly kind of, the brief of the bare bones of what we did while we were there was we hung out Friday. We looked around at the stuff inside of the venue. We recorded that evening with Vance and his co-host friend, the first time reader that just finished the books, Matt, and more hanging out. Saturday was a lot of hanging out. We went on the Dusty Wheel for a brief moment. If you haven't already seen that or heard about it, Sunday was it was a lot of us hanging out and just kind of enjoying the people and what's going on and talking with people and putting faces to names that we had only seen online and meeting people that we've talked to over Zoom calls and online several times in person. And it was unbelievable to say the very least. Sunday evening was when Josh had to leave. And then Monday morning is when Daniel and I left for our treks back home. So even without being able to get into panels, it was still an incredibly amazing experience. Like the ribbons are a huge thing at JordanCon. And if there was a ribbon opportunity, we didn't ignore it, but we also didn't really try to go around and get all the ribbons we could. I wound up with, I think, 6.
Oh, Josh, yeah, I had 11.
Let's see. I ended up
with Daniel tried a little harder than I thought. But you also there was a couple of them that you recognized that I didn't.
Correct. I got 9.
Yeah.
Yep.
I definitely tried the least because I'm really ribbons awkward when it comes to asking for things like ribbons and stuff. I don't know why. Everybody has their things that they're kind of awkward about. For me, that's it.
And there is nothing wrong with it.
We all got demoted to soldiers for Jordan.
Yeah, that was bullshit. Yeah.
First time attendees got what? You get novice or soldier. Slash soldier. And we were like, excuse you. We are Ashaman.
But yeah.
They were like, not
here. Not only are we Ashaman, we are Mahales. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Right?
So,
we're in charge.
What the Mahal do you think you're doing demoting us to soldiers?
So let's take like maybe 3 or 4 minutes each, starting with Josh. And let's just kind of we'll just kind of take and go over some of the highlights from it. We'll let Josh go, then I'll go and let Daniel go, because I don't want you to like be the correction. Let's start with Daniel. Because I want you to be late. And then Josh, and then me, or me. One of you go. I don't know
what I'm doing. Daniel, go.
Cool.
I'm going to refill here in a second anyway.
Again, we're super... The JordanCon is about the people, and I had so much fun with all the people. Again, being able to meet everybody that you've been on Zoom with is incredible. Also, there was the other, you know, major highlight that was... I know that he usually comes every other year, is what I heard, that Brandon Sanderson actually shows up to JordanCon every other year, and this was an on year for him, which might have actually been weird, because I heard that he wasn't going to be there because this was supposed to be an off year. So he might have just done it special. Oh, except that there wasn't one last year, so I guess, yeah, whatever. I guess we're back on schedule in some ways. But anyway. But yeah, so he was there. He was doing a lot of signings. And he is the nicest guy. Like, seriously. He so is. Nice. We awesome had guy. A conversation with him, and to, you know, not to take wind out of anybody's sails or do whatever. We did get a chance to give him the dedicated and Ashaman coins, the challenge coins from the Black Tower, which, if you are not aware, is a Patreon benefit that are super awesome.
That was the really, really cool thing that I mentioned earlier.
Yeah, he was awesome. He was super cool. And he did compliment Andrew. I mean, all of us, but Andrew specifically on the Black Tower logo. Because he complimented all of us, but Andrew's the one who actually made the logo. So
no, yeah. I bought the logo. It gave him a really shitty drawing of the idea.
Fair enough. Fair enough. But yeah, so it was really cool. I also actually got a chance. This is going to sound like a humble brag, but it's not, I promise. I have a Memory of Light that was signed by Robert Jordan, but it was not yet signed by Brandon. So now I've actually gotten it signed by both, which is amazing. Super incredible. But yeah, so honestly, as I said, I didn't attend a single panel. I didn't actually go to any of these sort of like official events, except that, I mean, Dusty Wheels outside events were basically official events, I swear. But
right.
But yeah, it was incredible. Like, we sat up until 3 a.m. every night that I was there, just talking about life, the universe, and everything. A lot of it, you know, very Wheel of Time related, obviously, but just life. And it was, I felt such a kinship with everybody immediately because of this book series, that we would just talk for hours about things that were completely not book related. And it was an incredible experience. It was super, super fun. And so many people dressed up, which was amazing to see. So yeah, if there's one highlight that I could say from JordanCon, it's just that feeling of kinship with people, just immediately, just no words needed to be spoken, no anything, just there was already a bond because of this book series. And that was an incredible feeling to feel, that everybody was already connected.
I love that. I think that's so perfect. And you're absolutely right. You know, for me, like, So we've been on the dusty wheel. All of us individually have been on the dusty wheel, and all of us like together.
Not as much as you.
I wasn't gonna say that, but oh, that's no, true.
I'm definitely happy
more than the rest of you guys.
By one, no,
but even being a guest on the dusty wheel, like I still kind of look at Matt Hatch as like, oh, it's Matt Hatch. Like I still have that feeling because I'm just I admire his presence in the fandom so much. And then to show up, walk in the lobby and register, get my lanyard and kind of walk around and, you know, get the lay of the, cause I like to walk around. I get to, you know, to feel things out. And then, you know, I get to see, oh, there's Matt, there's Nate Bliss, you know, and there's, oh my God, there's Joe and Jono from the Twatcast. And then to turn around and see Matt and he goes, hey, Black Tower Podcast. And he comes over. He's like, hey, Josh, oh, I'll give you a big hug. Hey, Andrew, oh, I'll give you a big hug. It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing.
Yeah, there it was, and a level of love that was
astounding.
And it was for everyone.
It was.
And, it was. That's where it was definitely went over not this. Just for us or from us or for other people
it was,
or from
it
other
was,
people. It was equally. Across the board.
It was across the board. Matt was a super, super classy guy, was super excited, super happy to meet everybody. And the same can be said about anybody there. Tarvalon After Dark was there. They were amazing. Joe and Jono from the Twatcast, super stand-up guys. I mean, super amazing guys. As a matter of fact, we were trying to record. We had some hardware issues again. And Joe from Twatcast was like, we've got a recorder upstairs you can borrow. And we were like, no, it's cool. He's like, no, for real. It's cool. Let me go grab it. Went up to his room, came back down to the lobby, gave us the recorder, showed us how to use it. I mean, super amazing people. So for me, that was a surreal feeling to be in there because, you know, as we kind of talked in the pre-show, there was this feeling on my part of, these people are, their presence is, I don't know, in a higher echelon of importantness, importanty, I don't know. But for me, like, I'm like, I aspire to
in
be.
Southern speak, we just say they're bigger than us.
They have
I've been out of the South for too long.
Such another level of import. Just
yeah, right. Yes, as they say in the North in the UK. I don't know if that was the North. All my UK people, don't at me because I got the accents wrong.
Please add him because that was more.
Rob's gonna be like, listen here, motherfucker. But to me, the biggest takeaways were, like I said, how welcoming and open everybody was. The biggest lessons learned were, first of all, ribbons. Ribbons are a thing.
Yes.
If you want to go, you will see people that are absolutely crazy for ribbons. Like, okay. So this one right here, this no mating, I got it because I gave someone my chair. I was like, hey, you look tired, here, take my chair. No, it's cool. It's fine. Go ahead and have my chair. And she was like, you know what? You get a ribbon. People are just walking around looking for ribbons. We got this one that was like, High Blood of the Shan Chan.
Yeah.
And it was because we paid our respects to Ebony, who was the Empress. May she live forever.
Which, of course, I just want to throw out there, I did not get that ribbon because I was unwilling to go and pay my respects to that Shan Chan bitch. Ebony is a wonderful human being. She is Ebony's incredible. Amazing. And Ebony should never be taken lightly. But the Empress of the Shan Chan, fuck the Shan Chan. Fuck
the views expressed by Daniel represent his views and his views alone. His views reflect the views of the Black Tower Podcast.
Biggest lessons learned.
No Shan Chan ring. Fuck that shit. No.
Biggest lessons learned.
Lessons learned is
so highlights is that I want to get to. That's the main highlight. And then to wrap this up on my last one is recording an episode in public in a room full of Wheel of Time fans.
Right.
And you have people that are like, oh my God, Black Tower Podcast is recording.
Yeah.
And then we got Jen from Takaran Riyadh who just comes right over and she's like, hey guys, what are you doing? We're like, hell yeah, get on the show. She's like, she doesn't go, hell yeah, let's get on the show. She goes, oh my God, I am so sorry. I didn't know you guys were recording. We're like, hell no, get over here. This is awesome. come on. Yeah. And it was how excited and happy everybody was to be a part of what was happening.
Yes.
And then meeting,
she got her coin from us.
That is. Yes. Yes. She actually came over to get the coin.
She came over because we did the Twitter getaway.
Oh, no, you guys are recording. I'll do it later. And we're like, do it later. Get the fuck in here.
It was just so cool to see that and to see how people just really genuinely love to be a part of what everybody was doing.
Yep.
It was fantastic. And then the fact that we got to meet the guys from blacktower.net and sort of link up with our cousins over at that Black Tower. It was good.
Now our mirror world individuals.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yes.
So I'd have to say, for me, the highlights of my time were, and I'm sure Daniel and Josh definitely noticed this, the coins, being able to give away the coins, because it's something that we talked about very early on. Coins are something that are innately kind of near and dear to Josh and I's heart, and I know Daniel understands why.
Oh, absolutely.
So I know these coins are near and dear to Daniel's heart.
Honestly, before you keep going, because I knew about them a little bit from like different videos and stuff. And the fact that I'm not going to go into this, and I'm not trying to make it political or anything, but there was this like weird thing that happened when Biden gave a woman a challenge coin on the campaign trail. And there was, you know, one side of people who were giving him shit for it and one side of people who were not. And so I kind of read up on them, and I think that they are super fucking cool. And so the fact that we got a chance to actually make them for us, because as I said, I have not been in a position where I've gotten them, but I know how much they mean. And I feel amazing.
You to have actually.
Sorry, fair enough. I do not have a military challenge coin. And I would feel so insanely honored if I could earn one at some point in my life. Because again, I know how much they mean to people who are in that world. And the fact that we got a chance to make them and the fact that they mean so much to us is not surprising at all, because they're fucking amazing in just about any context they are. I've been really proud to go ahead and have the ones from
just
the
to put that in perspective. These
I
are,
can tell you the origin story of the challenge coins in a we've pre- done that. Recording episode.
We've talked about them before,
but these are just some of the coins I have.
Holy shit, dog. 15,
20 minutes.
That's incredible.
So it's something that's very near and dear, and I always eventually I'll have a better display for him, and I have a couple more laying around, but yeah.
Dude,
so
that's fucking props. That's awesome.
Thank you. But the entirety of everything surrounding the coins and what we did with them at JordanCon was the highlight. You know, Daniel mentioned earlier, we were able to coin Brandon Sanderson as an official honorary Oshman of BTP. We were able to do the same for...
And I do want to throw out there, it didn't have 13 buttons, but he was wearing a black coat when we did it. Just saying.
We were able to do the same for Daniel Green.
Yes.
We were able to do the same for Sarah Nakamura.
Yep.
We did the same as a combined thing with Matt and Taylor from Dusty Wheel.
Yep.
And then there were all of these people that paid attention on Twitter and saw it come up on Twitter. And I think there was definitely at least two or three. Well, I can guarantee one, but probably two or three that heard about them from someone else. And just asked about them, like, hey, so do you have any coins? And if they asked while we had a giveaway going on, they got whichever one was for that giveaway. And it was just a really cool thing, because almost everybody had like some form of the same reaction. Like, we put the coins in their hand and they're like, oh wow, oh my these God, are heavy.
These are hefty. Yeah.
They're nice. These are hefty. And we're like, yeah.
Like, yeah.
It's a challenge coin, not a PVC coin.
Yeah. We're not giving out.
You Chuck E. Cheese tokens. Like, come on.
Found out that Daniel Green does in fact like our merch.
Hey.
Very kind he did. Of him. And there was a really cool moment where the bar area had just opened. Josh and I were sitting down. We met a gentleman by the name of Patrick who has been to all but one of the cons, and he came over and sat down and we were talking.
Shout out to Patrick!
Patrick! Yeah.
And then out of nowhere, Daniel Green just comes over and asks to sit down and sits down to kind of, you know, be able to relax and everything. Because as you can imagine, you know, people that are as popular as Daniel Green are, as Sarah Nakamura are, as Matt Hatch are, as popular as Nate Bliss and them are, they're pretty sought after whenever people recognize them and they see them going absolutely. Around. And, so it's nice to be able
someday.
I'm sure it's nice for them to be able to someday. Sit down and relax. You know, and not have people just going like, oh my God, can I have your picture and all stuff? Which they love doing it. You can tell.
Of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if you love pizza, after your 100th slice straight back
today.
To back today yeah. of pizza, you yeah, probably get a little true. Tired of pizza and you at least want a break.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
which is deserved. It really is. So and just FYI. Really cool. I do want to throw out there, again, I know this is a little bit of a tangent, but Black Tower, if you are ever in a situation where you see someone like that, and it's not just Jordan Con, it's any con, it's, you know, out on the street and whatnot. If you see a famous person come into your restaurant, or if you're sitting down and eating, you know, with a famous person and whatnot, they want to say hi to you. It's not like they're just a piece of shit person typically, and you know they're just like, ah, fuck everybody and I hate everybody. But at the same time, you know, there is a process and there is definitely like how to do it well and how to do it badly, and if you are respectful, they will typically be respectful, and if you are not overly like intense, then they will be happy to see you. But if you're true. Seeing somebody who's on their like relaxed time and they just need a second and they've already had 100 slices of pizza, chill out. Chill out just a little. Because if you are a really intense piece of Chicago deep dish pizza when they just need a second, it is not going to go over well because they just need a second.
Yeah. But it was awesome to just the feeling of people coming up and being like, so. The coin, I'm here for it.
Indeed.
so that was really cool. And
also,
I love just being able to give stuff away, like the wristbands. The wristbands was something that's like really nice, really easy to give away. Mm-hmm. I probably shouldn't have been giving away three like at a time, like I was, but
no, you should have. as it is, we still got a couple hundred that we're going to give away next time we go to JordanCon, which hopefully
yeah. actually in April. Giving away at least two at a time was actually really cool because there were times when none of us had the band on us, but we were around people we had given them out to.
Mm.
And so they just handed one off to somebody else. And I definitely noticed a few people who were like walking around with three. And then the next time I saw them, they'd have two. And then the next time I saw them, they'd have one because they had just given it off to other people, which was awesome. It was again,
definitely not
like
part of my hopeful plan.
So
it definitely was. I was kind of like, if I give them three, they're likely to give at least one to somebody else.
To somebody else, yeah. Also, I do want to throw out there real quick on the coins. It was an amazing thing. Rob Christensen from Weekly Wheel News, we actually got to give him Patreon coin in person, which was super, super fun. We got a video of it. It's posted on our Instagram and I think our Twitter as well. So if you get a chance to just pop on over and see it, it's a really fun video.
Yeah. And we do have some shout outs to do. There's going to be a cut in here because we're going to do them towards the end. And then I'm going to splice them in at the beginning where they belong. Because my brain is still half fried from the weekend. But yeah, so those were kind of some of our highlights, the recordings we were able to do, the people that just hopped in, and we encouraged show bombing us, which if you don't know what that is, think photo bombing, but when you're recording a show, And there was a good handful of people that did come and do that for sure. And it was just really cool to be able to record in a live setting, for us to be able to physically record together again for the first time since last October, and to do it in a space where there were people there. And you'll be able to hear, I believe, I haven't listened to all of the audio that we recorded because some of it is on other people's devices.
Correct.
But we kind of wanted to, at least to some degree, hopefully create the feel of you being there at JordanCon with us, sitting there listening, to bring a little bit of JordanCon to you beyond like the myriad of pictures and videos that are already out there and the ones that are sure to come out on different YouTube channels and other podcasts and that kind of stuff. And hopefully it helps alleviate your FOMO some, but also serves as definite encouragement to be at the next one, because we definitely will be. So, lessons learned. My chief lesson that I learned started before JordanCon even started. If you are on a podcast with two other people and you suddenly decide, hey, screw it, I'm going, it would behoove you to at least reach out to your co-host and be like, hey, I've decided I'm going. Can you guys go so that we can just coordinate getting there around the same time, getting a room together and all that other. That didn't happen because your boy Andrew just took and bought a ticket and bought a hotel room that I never actually, other than the lobby, stepped foot in, because I didn't check in the first day. And then they told me they'd keep it for me the next day. And when I showed up, they had already marked me as a no-show. So thanks, random hotel chain. I can't really be mad because I wasn't there when I said I was going to be, but you know, it still kind of sucks. But
yeah.
Also, if that hadn't changed, Danny and I would have spent the last day at a different hotel rather than there at the Crown Plaza. So that's a good lesson. And it doesn't obviously just go for podcasts or anything like that. If you have friends that want to go or that kind of stuff, talk about it.
Coordinate.
Pull your resources. Coordinate. You know, maybe you could fly and your friend couldn't, but they can afford to spend half of the money driving and you save a little money driving, and then you can both kind of pull resources for the hotel. Like, it definitely coordinate with your friends that want to go, that are Wheel of Time fans or Brandon Sanderson fans or just fantasy fans in general, because you don't have to be a Wheel of Time fan to attend JordanCon and enjoy it. I promise you that. There's probably a lot of things and conversations that you'd be like, what the hell are they talking about?
What are these words that I'm saying?
But you'll have a great time.
What is a nay bliss? Would you be nay bliss?
But so yeah, and that's something we've definitely already talked about. Next year we're going to definitely coordinate and pull resources and hopefully do it even bigger than it was done for us this year, or than we did it this year.
Yep.
So
cool. Josh, you Daniel, already gave one lesson about the ribbons, but you had another one that you were going to go into. So hit us with your best lesson.
I was going to say food and drink. The Crown Plaza, the hotel bar and restaurant. It's a bar and restaurant. Is only open like 5 to 11.
Oh yeah.
Now, so if you want food, I'm sure you can get like room service. I don't know. I didn't try. But there's cold bar, like a cold snack bar kind of thing. Ugh. It was horrible. I paid $12 for a chicken sandwich. It was horrible. It was not a $12 chicken sandwich. So be prepared to walk somewhere or get a DoorDash or something like that. So plan accordingly. So if you notice, it's like 10:30, 11 o'clock, and you're getting ready for lunch, start looking right then and there.
Also, to be fair, I will throw out there, we were there in July this year. And so Atlanta was living up to its Hotlanta name. And so walking places was not super comfortable. But next year, when it's in April, it may actually very well be far more comfortable to walk down to a restaurant. Yes.
And Fat Boy over something. Here was pouring sweat the whole damn time.
Yeah.
And so if you're going to walk somewhere, you know, There are really good places that are within a 10-minute walking distance, train like the restaurants. Yeah.
Hit the treadmill, within a, pretend yeah. you're at a convention, train for the walk before you go.
So like a dinner, you know, maybe coordinate a dinner, thing like that. The other thing, yeah. the other thing that I would say is when it comes to drinks, first off, hydrate regularly because
yes, actually,
even though it's humid, regularly. It's still very warm.
Like water.
But
yes, water, water.
Water, actual water.
Yes, but that's why I said actually hydrate.
Not I would go into
the Jordan Con merch store, buy a Jordan Con tumbler, support the convention, and then when it comes time for party time, you can use that to put your alcohol in because the bar is now. Maybe it was COVID. Maybe they didn't have someone because of COVID, but there was only one bartender.
That's possible.
And we had like 100 people there trying to order drinks. It was not ideal.
That being
and the drinks
said,
themselves were also incredibly expensive.
That being said, quick disclaimer, we are not saying you should, nor are we encouraging you disguising adult or alcoholic beverages in an unmarked or differently marked container so that you can then walk around and consume them in public. We are just saying
we would never say
it
that.
Happens.
Yeah.
You are more than welcome to buy whatever beverage you want and have it in your hotel room. But and frankly, if you are caught with a bottle of an adult style beverage outside on the back garden patio with a bunch of other people
totally didn't happen
out
to us.
On the bar,
please do not tell them that the Black Tower podcast told you it was okay. Because
we are not saying it is okay. What
just,
we are saying is
you guys
you
know.
Might not be
you
able
guys
to get
know
service.
Hotels. You know how they work.
Yeah. It may take a bit to get service at the hotel bar. Yes. So it is not a terrible idea to have your own supply that you can go up to your room, partake in, and then come downstairs with your definite precisely. Cup of water
yes.
and resume the festivities.
Be gracious to the wait staff. Like, and the Crown Plaza, as a matter of fact, the Crown Plaza came to us at one point in time and said, hey, can I get a picture with you guys? Because you guys have been amazing.
We did.
Keep that tradition awesome. Of kindness going. Because
I was probably asleep. Was that Sunday
hard.
Morning?
I think so, yes.
No, oh, I was right the fuck out.
So, okay. So, Andrew, wrap us up and kick us home. Let's close this
why,
thing.
Well, this may not be
this?
A wrap it up
why
and
you
kick
always,
us home.
Why you always forget me? Literally the last
you
two
did,
episodes.
Did you do your lessons learned
no,
already?
No, I haven't. I have not done my lessons.
Andrew, did you do your lessons learned?
Yeah I did one. We will let you go ahead
oh,
and go
okay.
because
sorry,
no,
Daniel.
You had one that you had
learned.
Started. Yes. Daniel was kind enough to say go, and you snuck in like three.
That's all good.
Sorry,
I'm happy with that. Sorry. My lesson learned is definitely talk to people. I know that sounds so dumb, and that sounds so trite, and it sounds so obvious, but. I know that there is social anxiety. I know that there's just nervousness when you go and you go into a room of people who you don't know. I know that all of this is true. And I am well aware that I am not necessarily the greatest example to go for as far as like me. I never talk to people because that's not true. I make best friends wherever I go. But
yeah, you
never
extrovert
once,
fuck.
Right. Never once did I see a situation where somebody came over and sat down in a group and started talking to the group where they were ever, you know, ostracized or like yelled at or ignored or anything like that. They were immediately welcomed into the conversation. They were immediately a part of the group. They were immediately a family member in whatever place they were. So if you walk into Jordan Con and you see, you know, this group of people over here and this group of people over here and this group of people over here and whatnot, it'll look a little clicky when you first walk in. It will. It absolutely will. And a lot of people, when they're getting used to the space and used to the convention, are going to stick with their sort of like people. Like Talker and Riot will probably be all together and Black Tower Podcast will probably all be together and, you know, this, that, and the other thing. But if you come over and you sit down in a group, or if you wait 5 minutes or 10 minutes, those groups will change. Those groups will absolutely change and they will accept new people and they will have people leave to go do other stuff. So just sit down, start listening, start talking, and you will have at least if you enjoy talking to other people, I guess I should say, and not just extroverted talking to other people. I'm just talking about conversation in general. You will have a great time. It's so much fun and everybody's so, so enjoyable. So don't ever be afraid to walk over and just join, because that's what people are looking for. They're just looking for the group to get bigger and have more ideas and more points of view, and yours is welcome. Come on down.
Do you have another one ready, Daniel?
No, that's it.
Because I'm going to bring, all right, well, try to think of another one. Because I'm going to try to bring us even with Josh, and after we're even with Josh, we'll start closing things out.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. You're good. Like, you're good. You just, you know, skip the rotation. <It's okay. laughs> So mine would be, if one of the things you really want to do when you're at JordanCon is meet content creators, do it. They're, yeah, like I said earlier, like Daniel Green came over and talked to us, and I know we see a lot of what he does and puts out. I don't know how much of our stuff he sees, given how busy I assume he is. It's probably not that much, because I know how hard it is for me to watch and listen to what other people do, despite the desire to want to do it.
Of course.
But everybody's approachable. That being said, there is a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. Definitely, if you're trying to approach people, be very kind, be very courteous, wait your turn if you see they're talking to people. If they're just in a group of people just chatting, then by all means, find a point to insert yourself into the group and the conversation and do so. Don't be offended if somebody, like especially content creators, look and say, hey, I'm really sorry, I've got to go, or they're looking around a lot, or, you know, they're changing topics a lot, because a lot of content creators have plans to do collaborations and recordings and different things while they're there. There's a fair number of content creators that were slotted to be on panels and had time constraints to meet.
Oh yeah.
So be very understanding of that. The first time we tried to give Daniel his coins, as soon as I approached him, he got whisked away by Sarah Nakamura. But she was very, yep, she was straightforward with it.
It was very still very kind. Gracious, yeah, but yeah.
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 You know, she, you know, motioned for him to come on, and she even looked at me, she was like, I'm sorry, but, you know, and motioned for him to come on, and they left. And I wasn't offended by it, because I'm like, these people are busy. And that's just a metric of it. That's just how it kind of works. So if you see them recording, by all means, stand around, listen, that kind of stuff. They might even ask you to come on and say something or whatever if you want to, or that kind of stuff. I know we had a listener of ours that came around a time or two and, you know, invited him to come on camera and that kind of stuff. So shout out to you, Brandon, for being brave enough to hop on camera and have your face forever linked to the Black Tower podcast. But just be courteous and be understanding, because we do make plans or try to make plans. And some of these plans happen at the convention to do things. Like we did a recording with Rob from Weekly Woe News that was planned at the convention to do. So just be understanding of that, but don't let any of that deter you from it. You just got to come at it with the right frame of mind. Do you have another one, Daniel?
Yes, I do. I have one more, and it's going to be a little personal, not like personal, but a little personal.
your hemorrhoid cream.
You may not run into this, but my recommendation is get there early. Definitely plan to get there early, because shit happens. I am the poster child this weekend for shit happens. But I definitely recommend, if it's the difference between a $25 difference between flights or a $50 difference between flights, do yourself a favor. And if you can afford it, go with the one that is more expensive but more reliable. If you have a choice for something that is gonna get you there in a guarantee, take it. If that means that you're driving and you need to put a little bit of work into your car before you go, do it. If that means that, you know, you need to spend a little bit more on going Delta or, you know, United instead of Spirit, because fuck Spirit, do it. it's going to be worth it in the long run, because you will guarantee yourself that you won't miss anything. You're going to guarantee that you have, you're going to miss out on things if you don't make sure that you're there. And again, since so much of it is the people, if you get there Thursday afternoon, people are going to be arriving Thursday afternoon. If you leave Sunday afternoon, that's fine. If you leave Monday afternoon, people will still be there. There aren't going to be panels Monday morning. There aren't going to be panels Thursday night. But, you know, in the end, give yourself the time to enjoy JordanCon. Now, again, all of that is if you can. If you can only attend, you know, Friday afternoon until Sunday afternoon, still come. Still absolutely be there. Don't, you know, slough it off because Daniel from the Black Tower told you to not go if you don't give yourself the time. But if you can take an extra vacation day, if you could spend a little bit more to make sure that you're there earlier, I highly recommend do it. Do that extra step because you are going to enjoy it more. And if you end up getting a flight canceled or if you hear that there's going to be a Black Tower recording on, you know, Sunday night that you're going to miss, or a Dusty Wheel couch con that's on Thursday night that you're going to miss, you're going to be sad if you had the opportunity to do so and you don't take it. So highly recommend that if you can, do it.
Do it.
Do it. Do it, Anakin.
All right, so my last piece and... then we'll start wrapping up this episode. Do some recon. Do some looking around at what's nearby, because there are plenty of places where you can go and grab something to eat, grab something to drink, go out to dinner, lunch, breakfast stuff within walking distance of the Crown Plaza.
Yep.
Now, being the middle of July, you may not want to because it's hot, and that's perfectly fine. Just make sure that whenever you're budgeting and doing all that and making sure you have the finances, that you take that into account. Because some trips around Atlanta are like $10. Other trips around Atlanta are $20 to $30. So just kind of do some looking around, find some places that you maybe think would be interesting. Don't be afraid to put in, if you're in Wheel of Time Discords or threads or anything like that, especially with people that have been to JordanCon and stuff like that, ask if they have any recommendations. That was the entire reason that Josh and I went to Gus's Famous Fried Chicken. Was it Gus's Famous Fried Chicken? Is that
the whole name? Yeah, something like that.
And it was definitely well worth a recommendation. A little further down the beaten path, or not beaten path, a little further down the Atlanta Road, which, depending on the road, isn't that Atlanta much of a difference. Road. You've already made that joke, damn it.
It was Georgia Roads last time, but okay.
This is true. All right, fair enough. I stand corrected, as I were, sir. I apologize. But look around at that kind of stuff. Ask for recommendations from people that you know have been, that kind of stuff. And especially like right now, that, you know, within a month of the last JordanCon having finished is a really good time, because that's when it's still fresh in people's mind. Like I know Josh and I definitely recommend Gus's Famous Fried Chicken. I know all three of us definitely recommend Brass Tap.
Yep, the Brass Tap.
That was a fantastic place to go. But kind of do some of that looking around, and that way too you kind of know relatively where the area is. And if you're caught some, you know, before the hotel's own kitchen opens for regular service, you have somewhere else you can go. And sometimes, even though it is really cool to be at the convention, it is nice to go a little offsite, do something a little different, probably a little quieter atmosphere.
Or a little louder, depending on what you're into.
Yeah. So with all of that being said, that was kind of the generics of what we did while we were there, our own kind of personal highlights from while we were there, and just a little bit of what we experienced as first time attendees for JordanCon that we would recommend is things to consider and think about, things to look for whenever you're looking at going to JordanCon in the future.
We will have different lessons next year when we're all veterans and we're all we're all dedicated.
Right, when we know what we're doing.
Acceptance.
Yeah. So, with that being said and done, we're going to take this time right now and right now to do our episode shout outs for our new Patreon members. So, we now have two new members of the dedicated rank of our Patreon. Thank you so much for your patronage and your support. Congratulations on achieving the rank of dedicated, Flaming Aes Sedai and Rob Christensen, who of course is the Rob from Weekly Well News, which is why we were able to give him his Patreon coin in person. So
indeed,
thank you so much for your support, and we're honored to have you here. The third, but certainly not least, we now have a grand total of two Ashaman.
Hey!
So, congratulations on receiving both of your pins, on proving yourself worthy, and from the bottom of our hearts, sincerely, thank you so much for your support of what we do here. And we hope that it is well worth your support. But welcome to the ranks of the Ashaman, Tina.
Nice.
Tina T.
Thank you so much. Thank you. We really do appreciate it.
So welcome to the rosters of the Black Tower.
You're now in our little black book. I mean, our big black book of names.
And as always, be incredibly suspicious of random glasses of wine that you don't know exactly who gave them to you or where they were before you started drinking them. But thank you so much. And we hope that you enjoy the benefits associated with the different tiers of support that you have joined us at. And we hope you enjoy it earnestly. So indeed, to the end of the episode, any final thoughts as we wrap things up here?
JordanCon was amazing. If you can, please attend. It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. Could not recommend it enough.
That's it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. There'll be some more stuff from JordanCon coming out from us in over the next couple of weeks. There's at least two recordings. One will be purely audio. One will have the visual component to it as well. That'll be coming out. And we're working on setting something up where all the pictures we've taken, and we're going to try to collect pictures from everybody that we can, that we were involved with as far as in the pictures and that kind of stuff, and put it up so that everybody can see it. And you can kind of enjoy that in a localized space and maybe not have to search so hard via Twitter. But some places you should definitely go and search for some stuff for is thegreatblight.com. Go over there and check out what the other content creators are putting out and doing. You've got YouTubers, you've got podcasters, you've got, if you think of it, there's a content creator listed there for you to go and check out. Go and see maybe what they have to say about their experience at JordanCon if they were there, or, you know, kind of what they did while they couldn't be at JordanCon, and show them some love. And if it's our recommendation that sends you there, make sure to tell them that the Black Tower opened a gateway for you to thegreatblight.com so that you could find their epicness. And also check out the wiki on the Great Blight.
I feel like Nablus probably wouldn't be happy to hear that the Black Tower opened a gateway for the Ashaman to go.
That's
into
why
the
I
Great
said
Blight.
Tell the people you go and listen to and watch. Don't tell Nablus. But also go and check out the ever evolving wiki they have over there that is geared for avoiding spoilers by book. It's really great, and it's just getting better and better. And if you see anything that you think is an error or should be corrected, there actually is towards the top of the page a little button you can click to provide feedback and suggestions and that kind of stuff. If you see
something, say something.
Yeah. And as our final plug of the episode, of course, make sure you go and check out New Creations by Jen, the creators of the Physical Wheelies Awards that look amazing. We may not really like the name, but it is still
pretty
funny.
I think it's a fantastic name. I think it's hilarious. Perfect. Yeah.
Wheelies definitely fits that, the awards better than it fit the name of the fandom.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly.
Oh, yeah.
But definitely go and check them out, where you can find all of the Frosty mugs, including ours and other content creators' Frosty Mugs from the Wheel of Time kind of content creator community, as well as a metric fuck ton of other fantastic merch from all the other content creators, as well as from Rob himself, if you want, or just kind of directly Wheel of Time inspired kind of stuff. Definitely go and check them out.
Just by the way, I want to throw out there, a metric fuck ton is actually about the same as an imperial fuck ton. It's just easier to understand because it's in base 10.
But yeah, so I think we've covered about as much. I mean, we could talk longer, of course, on Jordan Con. And our experience there and the things we did there and the things we really enjoyed. We could mention a ton of names and still be missing at least a dozen or more. But
and we'll bring them up as we in episodes. As we talk to them, we'll bring them up. So
yeah. Yep. And then of course we've tried to, you know, say thanks to a ton of people online and everything. But we are going to wrap up this episode here. So
indeed,
thank you all for taking some time out of your day, whether it's passively or actively, to listen and or watch kind of what we do here at the Bike Tower Podcast. We appreciate it and we love the hell out of you. Thank you so much to our patrons that come in and listen live to us every time. And help us keep our facts straight when we're actually talking about the books and just not the cool shit we got to do that maybe you didn't. That sounds more shady than I meant, but you get what I mean.
Yeah.
Be there next time and it won't sound shady.
Hey,
that's right. That's right.
There it is.
But
challenge
so,
accepted.
So for all of us here,
I will be there
at the Black Tower Podcast, I have been your Bajan Mihail, Andrew.
I have been your Sorvan Mihail, Josh.
And I have been your Amin Khan Mihail, Daniel. And again, from all of us here at the Black Tower, thank you so much for being here. We hope that whenever you are listening to this, everything in your day is going right as rain. Everything's coming up Millhouse. And in case we don't see you again, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.